Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown in sort of steamy, clammy, not yet too hot Shenzhen, China, just south of the Tropic of Cancer, for another China Rising Radio Sinoland article and podcast. And funny enough, it has absolutely nothing to do with China, Xi Jinping. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump, Sino-American geopolitics, Russia and Europe, North Korea, Asia, the Philippines, none of that. No, it actually goes back 22 years to the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. Which some of you, if you dig deep enough into the cobwebs of your minds, can remember vaguely. I actually have a personal interest in this event because I grew up there in Oklahoma. That's where I spent almost all of my childhood, adolescence, and went to college at Oklahoma State for my bachelor's. Before leaving to go to Purdue for graduate school, and then we lived back there from 2001 to 2010 during the Bush days, the Bush dynasty, and so I want to report on it because it, for all of you out there, it is actually a perfect mirror to look into and reflect on for those of you who want to get off your duffs and try to make a difference in the world. It will show you just how daunting the task is to make the world a better place and to seek social justice and fairness and equality due to the incredibly evil people that are ruling us. The title of this article is A U.S. Government Lie Exposed, the 1995 Oklahoma City Bombing. You really need, if you're on SoundCloud, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, etc., really go to the source article, which I will include. And if it's not there on iTunes, etc., go to www.chinarising.puntopress.com and find the article, because there's a lot of links that you really need to fully understand and appreciate this article. At the top, there is a byline of a photo montage. Left Emmanuel Goldstein, whose name obviously had Jewish connotations, is the fictitious symbol for all the people to hate in George Orwell's 1984. Right, the image of Osama bin Laden, whose name obviously has Muslim connotations, is a framed-up stooge for all the people to hate in the Western false flag playbook. Different eras, different enemies to dehumanize and hate, with the governments using the same exact methodology to control and manipulate the masses, stripping them of their rights and wealth. Sadly, it works every time. Let's start the article. I remember very clearly the day the Murrah Federal Building was blown up on April 19, 1995. I grew up in Oklahoma. It's my childhood and adolescent home, so I obviously had some personal skin in the game. I was living in Beijing at the time. My mother's job was in the vicinity of the attack in downtown Oklahoma City, often referred to as OKC. I was calling home frantically to make sure she was all right. Turned out nothing happened to her, but a lot happened to the United States that day. Looking back, we can now see that OKC was a 9/11 warm-up, as was the Branch Davidian massacre exactly 1 year before this federal building bombing snafu. The citizens need to be psychologically bludgeoned into believing there are enemies everywhere, even on the inside, who look just like they do, so that they will happily renounce their civil and human rights to be protected by the state. Stealing the people's wealth comes later, after they've been fully softened up with hate and fear. This is all happening in real time as you read this, like a movie reel with a predictable outcome. The majority of American people are already conditioned to accept martial law and a fascist military junta to rule over them, and the percentage of the population who would silently fall in line is growing by the day. The other Western countries in Urangloland are simply further back on the exact same timeline, following Uncle Sam's lead, since they, too, are all controlled by the same oil companies, banks, CIA, MI6 complex, transnational corporations, worldwide military Wehrmacht, and their marionette mainstream media. What makes the Oklahoma City bombing so special is that it was a false flag gone wrong. As you can watch in the videos below, there were two other bombs already planted inside the building that failed to go off. It was clear that the intent was to level the building to the ground and kill every person inside, including all of the children in the daycare center, not just the 168 hapless victims who perished. But only two of the four bombs detonated. What is also clear is that it was a U.S. government inside job. You don't walk into any federal building as you please. They are as heavily guarded, access controlled, and monitored as the White House and Congress. Only badge-carrying G-men could have planned the attack and planted all the explosives. The Oklahoma City false flag is incredibly unique because it did not go as planned. The Murrah Building was only partially destroyed. The masterminds in Washington, D.C., also known as WDC, were expecting a total wipeout of the place, with no evidence left behind, like 9/11. Please take 45 minutes to watch the video number one documentary. What is clear is that until the bad guys on the Potomac River in Washington could fly to Oklahoma City and start their brainwashing propaganda, the local press had a precious window of freedom to report the facts, about 3 hours, the time it takes to fly from WDC to OKC. During that time, unmanipulated, unintimidated journalists presented the truth. First, there were two much bigger bombs removed from the Murrah Building by the county sheriff's bomb removal squad. Two, all four bombs that were used in the attack were very sophisticated and would require experts to make and use. Three, there were no reports of asphyxiating toxic gas in the atmosphere, which would have made the bomb site inaccessible for an extended period of time until it cleared out, if an ANFO, which is an ammonium nitrate fuel bomb, had been used, as later reported. Instead, the place was crawling with alcohol, firearm, and tobacco, also known as AFT, and other federal agents within minutes of the attack. Why weren't they inside their offices when the explosion happened? And then there's a byline of under the picture of Timothy McVeigh holding up his jail card after he was arrested. Miracle of miracles! Timothy McVeigh was arrested hours after the explosion and later executed. There are two perfect stooges in every false flag: the poor dupe who is framed and the masses of citizens who lap it all up like thirsty animals. Back to the story. And then the evil ones from Washington arrived, and bam! The truth that was reported for 5 hours was expunged down the Orwellian memory hole, and voila! It was all caused by a rental truck full of fertilizer parked out front. These very same reporters who 1 minute were telling the truth suddenly came on after an ad and started lying to the nation with the CIA's propaganda brainwash script in hand, reading their lines like obedient automatons. By the end of the day, a predictable sacrificial dupe, this time outcast and loner Timothy McVeigh, was framed for a job, a government job done badly. The rest is history because it works. Sadly, it works every time, which is why Western governments pull off nonstop false flags to manipulate, control, and instill constant fear of bogus enemies who supposedly wish evil acts upon the citizens, when it is in fact their very own governments doing all the evil and slaughtering their own citizens. The ultimate goal is to rule the country by a fascist junta while conducting perpetual wars overseas for the control of others, natural and human resources. Later, the citizens' wealth will be stolen and appropriated from them by the same said government rulers. U.S. citizens are already way more than halfway there. Oklahoma City was a perfect lucid window into how easy it is for our Western governments, using powerful, pervasive, controlled, supposedly, quote, free, end of quote, mass media, to completely brainwash us and make us believe anything they want, absolutely anything. You have been informed. But do you have the courage to speak up? 99.8% of the masses just shut the fuck up and go shopping. Charge it, please. I don't have any credit cards and have regained my dignity and self-esteem as a citizen of planet Earth. But it's hard, really hard, to cross the Rubicon of truth and enlightenment. It took me most of my life. It's much, much easier to just get a third helping at the all-you-can-eat buffet and watch an advertised-soaked sports program. Go along to get along. Whether you were one of those, whether you were one of those television journalists, reporters, or witnesses. And if you start asking questions, you get threatened or lose your life. In video number 2 below, an Oklahoma City certified public accountant who lost 2 grandchildren in the bombing was helping out in an independent investigation. He gets a phone call from the FBI asking if he knows where his son is. The message is implicit. They know where he is, and he could be next. Keep on pushing, and you start getting significant attention, and you could end up in the obituaries. An extraordinarily high number of OKC first responders and witnesses have lived shortened lives via inexplicable, quote, suicides, quote, heart attacks, and, quote, accidents. And there are 2 hyperlinks to research. Much, much easier to sit on your sofa, eat a Whopper or Big Mac while following the NCAA basketball championship brackets that you and your buddies filled out and are following. Need to keep your, in parentheses, often crappy, end of a parentheses, job too. Upton Sinclair said so truthfully, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it." This also answers another common refrain. If this is all true, then why don't they pull all these videos and articles off the internet? The fact of the matter is, they routinely do. While writing my book, China Rising, Capitalist Road, Socialist Destinations, after publication, several of the hyperlinks cited were already, quote, 404, end of quote. In writing this article, I found a few dead links. Our owners know full well that 99.8% of the citizens will read this, yawn, say, nah, it can't be true. My government would never do something like that, end of quote, go into psychological survival denial, and then head to the shopping mall, fridge, or TV remote. But when this same government declares martial law and starts ruling by military junta, officially called continuation of government, which was actually tested and used for 24 hours after 9/11, then Google will have a whole bunch of servers to sell for lack of all the YouTube videos that have been expunged. Our governments even brag about fooling and controlling their citizens with false flags, knowing they can count on the same mall, fridge, remote refrain. And there is a hyperlink listing 40-something false flags that our governments have happily admitted to. Works every time. Video number one. The first 45 minutes shows what really happened that morning in Oklahoma City. First, the truth. Then, in the time it took the Washington brainwashed propaganda team to fly out, the bogus story was implanted into our consciousness, and forevermore, we have all been duped into accepting a mirage. The last 1 hour is a filmed testimony of a Murrah Building federal employee. She details what she saw happening in the preceding weeks of preparation for the false flag, as well as what transpired that morning. Video number two. For those who want more details, there is surprisingly little overlap to the above video number one. It is a real grassroots populist investigation with obvious conclusions. It's our own government, stupid. Video number three. This is a short 10-minute expose of some of the recent tricks of the CIA trade to brainwash Westerners with the most amateurish propaganda to get them to hate perceived enemies of the people, like Muslims. Sadly, with the mass media taking the perpetrators' orders, it works like a memory loss drug. You can only recall what they want you to remember. Video number four. Here is an outtake from the movie 1984, based on George Orwell's prophetic dystopian novel of the same name. I appreciate that no one likes to have it pointed out to them, but that's you out in the audience, screaming like crazed animals, full of hate-filled fear for a government-created, non-existent enemy. You are ready to go to war to fight this mirage, ready to die for this hollow, trumped-up cause, and you are begging your leaders to strip you of your civil rights, your human dignity, and even your wealth, all to keep you safe from a fictitious propaganda and false flag-created hologram. Works every time. And, of course, for all four videos, there is a YouTube link. And then there is a poster of a teacher pointing out what a false flag is, very simply, and the byline reads, "As Sherlock Holmes would say to Dr. Watson, why, false flags are really quite elementary, my dear friend." This is Jeff J. Brown in Shenzhen, China, for another China Rising Radio Sinoland article and podcast. I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.